Xi Jinping has made the suggestion while hosting a collective meeting with leaders from 8 Pacific Island countries that have diplomatic ties with China. As part of the session in Papua New Guinea's capital, Port Moresby, the group has agreed to expand their collective relationships to a comprehensive strategic partnership. As part of a keynote speech to the meeting, Xi Jinping has described China and Pacific Island countries as good friends, good partners, and good brothers.
China maintains that all countries are equal regardless of their sizes, respects the rights of the peoples in Pacific Island countries to choose their own development path, and respects the country's efforts in united self-improvement and equal participation in international and regional affairs. China treats the Pacific Island countries with all sincerity and due respect.
Xi Jinping knows that China has been actively supporting Pacific Island nations with their economic development. He says the Chinese side intends to continue providing help through expanding Chinese investment, as well as opening up the Chinese market more for these countries.
China is ready to jointly host with the island countries the third China-Pacific Island Countries Economic Development and Cooperation Forum in the second half of 2019. The two sides should seize upon the opportunity of the signing of the cooperation document in jointly building the Belt and Road to deepen cooperation at various levels, raise the level of bilateral trade facilitation, and ensure the success of the 2019 Year of Tourism for China and the Pacific Island countries. China is also willing to support the island countries in personnel training and strengthen communication among peoples.
Xi Jinping has also called on the Pacific Island nations to join with China in pushing to safeguard the multilateral and free trade system. He has also voiced China's continued support for the UN's 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, as well as the Paris Climate Change Agreement. The Paris Accord is of significant concern for leaders in the Pacific Islands, as their location and geography make them particularly susceptible to the effects of climate change and rising ocean levels. For their part, the leaders of the Pacific Island countries have offered their thanks to the Chinese side for its support. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill.
People's Republic of China is a very important and a very strategic partner for many of the countries in the Pacific. It's more important as a strategic partner in their development aspirations and continued well-being of the region. And I think there are certain issues that, Mr. President, you are very well aware, which includes the challenges that we all face globally about climate change. And again, we thank you for your leadership and the leadership of the Chinese government in making sure that we engage with the global community about the serious challenges we face in this challenge of climate change.
Representatives for the Pacific Island nations involved in Friday's meeting have all said they are keen to work with China via the Belt and Road Initiative, as well as strengthen cooperation with China in areas including trade, investment, fishery, tourism, and infrastructure. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.